John Creasel has not one, not two, but three alcoholic beverages in front of him right now.
And I'm having a great time.
You are.
You are.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, episode number 39. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, we got a big show for you tonight. We got a full bets update. We've got three great quotes, of course. And then we are going to check in live with none other than Paul Meat Sauce Lambert to see how the 24 hours on the fifth floor is going. So we'll chat with Sauce a little bit later and you can get his spin on how everything's going. And then, in your thoughts, we are going to go back to Las Vegas. Dave, how much would you like to be in Las Vegas right now?
I would give everything in my wallet, maybe even trade my entire golf bag for one Earl of Sandwich right now.
Oh, I had the Earl of Sandwich website up today, as a matter of fact, so just drooling over it.
I did a location search, and I think there is one in South Dakota.
They're at Deadwood. That's why hockey loves Deadwood. There's a frickin' Earl of Sandwich there.
Yeah, I might have to be a tenant of his one of his houses that he buys out there.
Seriously. Well, we can't go back to Vegas tonight, but we will go back to 2015 to the very first ever Power Trip venture out to Las Vegas, and we're going to play some audio from those first couple of shows, and we're going to focus on one John Creasel, who might have had one or two when he was out there, and provided for some very fun audio, and it also provided the origin of one of our very good buddies, so... But we'll start with always by giving Lou Cove the Twins update. So, Lou, just check the scoreboard. Live update during a podcast. The Twins are beating the Houston Astros 3-0.
Yes.
Yeah, Lou's got to be excited. I'm guessing he probably already knows that because he's getting the text updates. But, you know, just in case he hears us first, we'll go with the 3-0 score. Also wanted to mention that tonight's show is brought to us by future sponsor of the Bets and Quotes podcast, Boulevard Brewing Company. So Ooh. Boulevard Brewing Company is conveniently located here in Kansas City, Missouri. So for all of those of you that are going to come down for the Vikings-Chiefs game in November, you can take a tour of the Boulevard Brewing Company or go to their little tasting and food area that they have there. And it's a good local brewing company. And tonight I am sampling the Boulevard Wheat. So very, very good beverage to have. So they are a future sponsor of the Bets and Quotes podcast. And Dave, you'll be happy to know, I checked in with the marketing department today. And you remember when we started this podcast, I told you that one of my goals is that we earn as much as the guys do for the After Party podcast. And I am happy to report that the marketing team told me today we are making exactly the same amount as the guys on the After Party podcast.
That is incredible. I thought this day would never come. Side note is our marketing team the same people as the Preposterous Statement Tournament nominee board?
Pass. yeah, could very well be some overlap there. There's probably a Venn diagram that would detail that for us, but yeah. So We will take pride in that our revenue now matches the After Party podcast. And hey, we're only doing it once a week. They're doing it 5 days a week. So got to be doing something right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's get to the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right, well, not a lot of new bets this week. They did place one new bet, and that happened earlier this week when Meat Sauce took the Browns to get 10 wins or more. Now, this is a little bit of a sneaky bet by Corey, because he introduced it as the Browns over-under for the year was 9 wins, and Sauce felt confident in the over, and Corey indicated that he would be on the underside of it. So Sauce indicated that he felt that they would get to 10 wins. So Corey said, all right, so you think they're getting to 10 wins. And Corey said, I'll take the under on 10. And so Corey basically worked his way into, instead of 9 being a push, he wins if it's 9. So what do you think? The Browns and 10 wins. It doesn't seem like that should be a real number, but do you think they can get there?
No, I think it's technically possible, but I think the actual number – I think really should be is 500. I really don't see them winning 10 games this year.
It's interesting because it's hard to tell how that division is going to go this year. So it's, you know, it's one of those where if those three teams fall apart, that could be 5 or 6 easy wins. And, you know, they could end up doing it. But, you know, the Ravens have some good young talent as well. They could step up and, you know, the Steelers are the Steelers. So it's hard to know which way that one's going to go, but it just, 10 wins for the Browns just doesn't feel right, you know?
No, it doesn't feel right. And it's the National Football League. It's not fantasy football. You can't just add, you know, a bunch of big name guys and make it all work. Ask the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for like the last 6 years.
Yeah. Or the Redskins for the 6 years before that.
Right.
Or I should say the R words.
So, yeah. I would take the under on 10 wins for sure.
I think I would be on the under as well, although it's interesting too because Corey had a Browns over-under bet last year and lost that one on the under. So so we'll see if history repeats itself or what happens on that one. So the other bet update that we have is the Warriors versus the field bet. So the Warriors are up 2-0 in that series against the Rockets. A lot of people, Corey included, think that this is basically it, that the Rockets are the one team that could actually knock off Golden State. And so far, they haven't shown the willingness to do that. So you agree with that? Do you think anybody else has any chance of stopping Golden State, or is it Houston or bust?
Chuck, you should know this from hockey. A series never starts until you lose one at home.
Well, nobody ever loses at home, right? In hockey.
Right, right. No, I don't know. I mean, James Harden got his eyes poked out. Steph Curry got banged up as well in the game. I don't know. I'm more interested in the National Hockey League playoffs, but I think the Warriors will probably win this whole deal, and it'll be over before we can think.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way to me as well. The other bet, which they have not made yet, but they will probably be making either Thursday or Friday, is the Kentucky Derby bet. So the Kentucky Derby is this Saturday. Breaking news. The favorite has been scratched. So the favorite was Omaha Beach, was widely considered to be a mudder horse, and the forecast was for some rain on Saturday. So things were really lining up well for Omaha Beach, and then he got scratched. So your thoughts, do you think they're, you know, obviously the Power Trip is just going to do their normal random draw of horses, and if nobody's horse wins, then the money will carry over to the next leg of the Triple Crown, which is the Preakness. But your thoughts, do you have any horses you're looking at now that Omaha Beach is out?
Yeah, it's kind of throw away all your research and predict what's going to happen in the race. I like Roadster. Roadster is the favorite right now at +350. Also somewhat of a middle value bet on Maximum Security at +800, won the Florida Derby, a Baffert horse. I don't know. It's just going to be kind of weird. It's going to be a sloppy track, and the favorite's out. on Wednesday, and 20 horse races, anything can happen.
Yeah, and it was interesting too, because they said that the because I think the post position for Omaha Beach was 13, and they said since he's out, they just move everybody over one, and they've got a replacement horse, and that horse gets slotted at 20. So I guess if you're the replacement horse, you go to the end of the line.
Tough break.
So yeah, stay tuned for that. I'll be updating that, of course, when they actually do the bet. I'm guessing they'll probably do that Friday, since it's the day before the Derby. So golf bets they kind of have to do before the tournament actually starts, but the Derby bet they can do Friday. So my guess is that's when they will do that. So that will do it for the bets update this week. We'll move on to some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
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 All right. Well, it's time for the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with Chris Hockey.
Yeah. Kids like dumb things.
Yeah. You like Five Alive.
And you like skipping teeth brushing time.
Wow.
Not only was it just a quick like reply and burn, it kind of rhymed too.
Yeah.
You like Five Alive. You like skipping teeth brushing time. Like it almost sounds like a song.
Yep. And then you got the little at the end of that, like, yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, at number 2, it's a Power Trip quote Hall of Famer, John Kreisel, with some advice for the kids out there.
Screen name. It's never too warm for a rubber, kids. Well,
I love that he added the kids onto the end of that.
Yeah, it just adds another level to that statement itself. I have a feeling that that's going to make the field of 64 for the 2019 Quote of the Year tournament.
That feels like that's kind of a winning quote. You know, it's very direct, to the point. Didn't require any setup or anything. It's just boom.
Yep.
That was awesome.
And at number 1 this week, we have a Quote of the Year nominee alert. It's Chris Hockey.
I would F Oprah to try to get her knocked out.
That's not happening.
Yeah, she's like 65.
You would be surprised how strong my semen is.
You
are. Oh, God.
The best thing about that is Haley's just... reaction right away is just, she's disgusted.
Oh yeah. Oh God. and props to Haley. Was she not awesome on the after party as the hostess?
She really was. Yeah, she was really good.
She was fantastic. The timing and rhythm was all there, and obviously she's been around the guys just a little bit, so she knows how to handle them. So props to Haley for that. That was awesome.
Yeah. I kind of like that they're having a couple of the people host, like Zach Daniels and Haley and Brianne of Tarth host some of the after party things. I think that's kind of cool to add another element to it.
Yeah. It's kind of a fun way to do it. So yeah, props to them.
All right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
All right. Well, what do you say, since it's about 8 o'clock, why don't we check in with Paul Meat Sauce Lambert? He should be on about hour number 9 at this point on the 5th floor, closing in on halfway. So let's go live out to Meat Sauce and see how it's going.
All right. Well, we are going to take you guys live to the 5th floor at iHeartMedia. It's about 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and Paul Meat Sauce Lambert is about 9 hours into paying off his 24 hours on the floor bet. How's it going, Sauce?
It's going really good, man. It was, a lot of people, it's weird because I forget that most of it's probably my ego, but I forget that a lot of people like don't listen to us on the sales side of the building. And they're like, one of the guys was like, I just walked out of the bathroom. He's like, what are you still doing here? I'm like, I lost a bet. And he's like, wait, what kind of bet? And I told him, he's like, okay, well, that's dumb. And then I keep telling like all these people, they're like, why would you make that bet? I'm like, it was my idea. And because I'm an asshole, I thought that it would be a great way for hockey to come home from the bus and then immediately have to figure out that he's now has to ride or has to go and sit on the fifth floor for 24 hours, which he, I think, kind of encouraged. He was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. But yes, so it's pretty good. There's literally one person here. So it's kind of eerie that no one's here, but yeah, it's fine other than that.
Nice. So does Abbott lock his office, or are you going to hang out in Abbott's office tonight?
No. So every office is locked except for one, but I'm not going to go in there. But I got really, really, really lucky. One of the sales gals is moving, and she's like, hey, I have a blow-up mattress in my car. Do you
nice.
Want that? And I'm like, well, two things. Sure, but is it one of those blow-up mattresses, because I've, you know, always been a fat kid, that I'm going to wake up on and it's just going to be on the floor? And she's like, no, it's one of those that you plug into the wall and it just keeps the air in it. So I've got it set up in one of the rooms and it's pretty comfortable. It's kind of like Tom Hanks in Terminal.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like living in the inside where I work. It's kind of fun.
That's awesome. How was that pizza?
Oh, man. It was unbelievable. And like a bunch of us in the sales side, we just kind of hung out and ate pizza together. It was really good.
It looked good, man. How many did they bring
First
you?
First time like I've ever had two. It. Well, they brought me like the pizza I asked for. Then they brought like, I think their specialty. And then they brought garlic cheese bread. And then sandwiches. It was really good. I ate too much of it.
So you also said in one of your videos that you brought some snacks. What did you pack along with you today?
Well, so I brought like a change of everything, clothes, socks, everything I need. I brought, I like these peanut butter protein bars. I don't know why. They're called Think Thin, and obviously I've been thinking a lot about that, and it hasn't worked yet. And a bunch of water, just because I wanted to stay hydrated.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm basically just sitting still for a while. But, yeah, I didn't bring any, like, I thought about, like, pigging out and eating a bunch of, like, I really like gummy bears. But then I was like, yeah, I don't need that. I'm not getting that. That's too much.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing for entertainment? Have you been in any Xbox or any of the video games? Or what?
Just so that room is locked. Because of like all the really nice equipment that you need. DJ's
right.
The guy that knows how to do all that. So he unfortunately couldn't come in tonight. Or I was gonna, you know, late night basically just play till I was really tired and fell asleep. But we've got a big studio C, they got this huge TV. I had the Twins game on for a while, but that's boring. Because I didn't get to take a nap, I'll probably go to bed early.
Yeah. It's a good plan. Now, this is a podcast, and we all know that nobody ever listens to a podcast. You can be 100% honest. Are you planning on showing it who's boss?
So, legitimately, Hockey and I had that conversation, on the air when I met here, and he was like, yeah. And then, obviously, after we got done, I'm like, dude, have you really, done that? He's like, oh, yeah. And even, a couple other people who remain nameless, yeah, of course I would do it. I'm like, eh. Yeah, I doubt it. Luckily for me, I did it before I showed up here, so I'm not really worried about that. But if I can't go 24 hours in the green, then I have a major problem. Then I probably need to seek a group. Probably not in a circle setting, but I need to find some kind of group to talk to.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the right setting for a circle, that's for sure.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, I probably won't. I'll just hang out. It'll be fine. Hockey gets here really early, so I just kind of got to wait till he gets here. I'll just get up, go through the motions, and then right the second 11 hits, I'll go to bed.
Yeah.
So are you gonna have breakfast in the morning, or are you one of the non-breakfast people?
No, I'm different from the two guys that I work with. I've never seen Corey have breakfast in the 9+ years I've worked with him.
I've never seen him eat breakfast other than like if we go out, like if we're in Vegas or something. But I mean, like before the show, he never eats. Mm. And Hockey doesn't really eat either. I always have to eat. I like to have something to eat, so I always have a protein bar. So I'll get up, do that, and then do my normal prep, have it all ready, and then wait for those two to get here, and we'll start the show, and we'll go from there. Yeah.
Nice.
Beauty.
So Sasha, have you done any online shopping? Get a couple pairs of shoes, or you know, it's golf season. No. It's time to gear up.
I did Saturday night. I went out to my local watering hole, the Loon, had a couple of beers, and then all of a sudden I was like, man, I should really get those shoes. And of course, I go through my clutter email and I find some Flight Club coupon, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh no. And then I wake up the next day, I'm like, oh cool, I ordered those shoes. And then I always regret them. Who cares? It's just money.
That's right. S girl. They'll print more.
Right. S girl. Yeah. Who really cares? I mean, I wasted so much of it in Las Vegas. There's no turning back now.
That's right. Well, that's awesome. Well, we really appreciate you joining us tonight, live as you can be on a podcast. So good luck with the rest of 24 hours. And, you know, one of the things I realized is this is the first punishment bet that you're actually serving, because you bought your way out of the pirate thing last year. But all the other, because you never lost the Fantasy Charts Challenge other than the pirate thing. And then the other punishment bets that have been on the show, at least since I've been Power Trip Bets, you haven't lost any of them. So how does it feel to actually serve your first punishment bet?
It's actually not as bad as I thought it would be. Like when I first got here, all of a sudden I'm like, it's only 11:45. I'm like, this is going to take forever. But one, Hockey was such a true champion with the bus bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I can't be like, oh my God, I have to, you know, spend one night out of the week not in my bed with my dog. I'll survive. Plus it's work, so it's not that big of a deal. But now that you brought that up, I realize, like, other than, and of course, I bought myself out, like you said, I've gotten really, really close. Corey, or I think I was really close in the hair bet.
Everyone like, was. That was, like, tied. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what turn that, but, yeah, this is the first one I've lost, so I don't know. It's fine. I'm almost not halfway over, but we're close enough that, it's, you know, once I get up and start the show, I'm going to be here till 11 anyway. So I just have to, you know, get to 4:30 tomorrow morning. And then it's just cruise control after that.
Beautiful. Well, we're looking forward to hearing you on the show tomorrow, of course, and you can recap all of the festivities for us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. You guys are the best.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, we are going to go down memory lane and go back to 2015. So that was the very first year that the guys went to Vegas. And, you know, I don't know exactly how many people went that year, but I can tell you most of the people that didn't go were very, very jealous that they didn't go. I didn't really know what to expect that first year that they went. And, They sounded like they had a good time. Do you remember listening to those very first Vegas shows?
I do. That was, I think they were broadcasting from like a, I don't know where exactly, but it was more of like a studio or, you know, like
I think it's a theater, like a theater that they have in Planet Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah, but it kind of, I remember seeing pictures from it and it looked pretty cool, like a pretty cool setup. But yeah, that was nothing. I mean, they had done a bunch of live shows before that, obviously, but adding Vegas and some alcohol and, you know, a little different time of the day. And it was pretty electric.
Yeah, absolutely. And that first year, the lineup included, of course, the three guys were out there. V-Rod was out there. She was.
Yeah.
She was along for the ride. She actually even played initials out there that first year. Of course, Lawyer Lambert was out there. And if Lawyer Lambert's there, you know Rosie was there as well. John Bonus was there. Our good friend John Bonus was there. And one last guy was there. And who do you think would probably be there for the very first Power Trip Vegas show?
I'm going to go with John Kreisel.
You win. So, and I think, listening back to those two shows, I definitely think Kreisel was the star of the show. Actually pretty much both of the days that he was out there, you know, obviously the live initials on Friday was a lot of fun, but, Kreisel definitely made it interesting. So I pulled, quite a few audio clips that, that occurred when they were out there, that kind of take us through the evolution of, John's beverage drinking out there during the show. And it also introduced the Twitter account of our good friend Drunk John Kreisel. So this is where it all got its start. So you'll kind of, as we go through these clips, you'll hear lots of Kreis, and then we'll kind of evolve into the origin of Drunk John Kreisel. So we'll start with the first one, where Kreisel nearly swears on the air. Now, he's very proud and points out that he has never once sworn on the air in all his years doing the Power Trip. But he was starting to get a little bit close.
That was Beavis.
What, hey, Sauce, what's the name of that album? Back the truck up.
Well, yeah, not exactly. Yeah, oh, exactly.
Truck.
I wasn't a big Onyx guy.
You didn't have that album?
No, I wasn't allowed to have CDs as a kid.
If you guys are keeping track at home, 6:49, the show officially derailed.
Why were you not allowed to have CDs as a kid?
I was allowed to have whatever I
hey,
wanted.
I've met Lawyer Lambert, and I don't know if there was anything you weren't allowed to have as a Chinese.
Stop. Oh. Stop. Yeah.
I just love the little yeah at the end.
Yeah, was that the year that John brought out all of his buddies and they just kept going yeah yeah?
Yes, like, that's
all the horse stuff in the background.
Oh yeah, they called them the Cowboys, and
that was so good.
Oh yeah, so yep, he was definitely kind of starting to walk the line a little bit there. You know, there's certain things that happen when you've had a few drinks. Slurring of the words, sometimes you break out into song. Yeah, Kreisel did a lot of those things, but definitely provided for some fun moments like this one.
Hey, gentlemen.
Nice of Kreisel to care.
I'm not going to sing. You guys heard that last segment. Right? Terrible.
That wasn't last segment.
That was an hour and a half ago.
Same thing. Go to bed. So it is raining in Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
The Twin Cities, Paul Douglas.
It was so random where he's just like, A, he had forgotten that he said, I almost sang last segment and it was an hour and a half ago. And then he just randomly throws it because there was no context to that whatsoever. He just randomly throws out that it's raining in Minnesota.
Like, why would any need to know that?
Oh, so beautiful. Thanks, Paul Douglas. Oh, so brilliant. So, yeah. The slurring of the words, the near swears. This was kind of an interesting slur.
So you're gonna let Katie do a threesome with Sauce?
There's no sitters.
I don't know what that was.
What?
Scissors.
What? I thought he said sitters. I'm like, yeah, like whose no, child needs to be
I
will, watched?
Hey, I started to say it, and then I was like, I shouldn't say that on the radio, but then I was like, you know what?
Okay.
Bleep it.
DEFCON 3.5.
Yeah, we're getting closer. We're getting closer.
3.5.
Just hearing clips, I can hear Abbott sweat.
You know? Oh, yeah.
like going back in the office, like, oh, man.
Because I think Dr. Zach was the one manning the board that day. And I guarantee you Abbott was like right behind him with his hand over the dump button.
100%.
Could even say the word scissors properly. And then this was back in the time. Now, you remember, like, you know, obviously we've been on Axel F for over a year now for the intro music, but they used to change it up about every year. You know, sometimes they'd even put it up to a Rube vote, and sometimes they would just decide. But
which they should do again.
Yeah, it's I love Axel F, but it is fun to get the to get a different song in there every once in a while. And you'll probably remember that 2015 was when they were doing Show Me That Smile, and they would often break out into that, especially at live events, you know, whether it's State Fair or a TI show or obviously Vegas. It was always fun to break out into that song, and Creasel joined in on the fun as well.
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another.
Creasel's singing.
Yeah!
Idiots.
That was genius.
But you know what? I don't care because I'm having a great
time. We can tell. Yes. Literally. Give it up for John Creasel, everybody.
We just heard John Creasel's.
Hideous.
Just his worst nightmare. He started singing.
Yeah, my wife, who is sleeping, her worst nightmare.
Her nice snare.
Nice snare.
She uses snare?
She's got a nice snare.
Her nice snare.
Oh, that was so great. Because, like, Sauce would do that every once in a while. He'd be like, show me that spot. And then, like, and that's all he would do. And then Creasel just belts it out all by himself. Brilliant. So it was right after that the first time we hear somebody mention drunk John Creasel, and it was Hockey who mentioned that, and it was right at the end of Thursday's show, and I think it sparked an idea in someone to create a Twitter account. So let's listen to Hockey reference drunk John Creasel for the first time.
People are loving drunk John Creasel right now.
I'm not drunk. I'm just, hey,
no.
Hey, for the record, I'm just warming up. All right?
Yeah.
Yep, it's early yet. I've only been awake for, like, you know, 24 and a half hours.
I'm just warming up, he says. Oh, man. That was... if that's just warming up, oh boy, can you imagine at full speed? Goodness. So that was the end of the Thursday show. So our good friend, Drunk John Creasel from Twitter, he started up the Drunk John Creasel Twitter account that very day and began tweeting that very day. And from day one, every single tweet that Drunk John Creasel has sent out is in all caps, and it's a great bit. He does it, you know, every single tweet. And I've had the occasion to direct message Drunk John Creasel a couple of times, and you'll be happy to know that when Drunk John Creasel direct messages people, he also does it in all caps. Now, that is commitment to the bit, because really, I'm the only person that's going to see the direct message, right? Right. But that's 100% commitment to the bit to direct message people in all caps.
Yeah, DJK is all in.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It is. It's one of my favorite Twitter accounts, and especially with his little coaster that he takes with him everywhere. He has got just the best collection of pictures on Twitter from all the events and traveling that he does. And I know he's coming down to Kansas City later this year, so can't wait to see what Kansas City pictures he takes with his little coaster. So looking forward to that. But here is the introduction of the Drunk John Creasel Twitter account to the world.
Drunk Creasel has his own Twitter.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That was aggressive.
Oh, no.
Somebody created a Twitter account, Drunken John Creasel, and he was tweeting me all night last night.
And he just, he tweets in all caps, and it's things like, hey, guys, did you see that? Yeah, and it's just random nonsense. Yeah.
Who wants to drink?
Yeah. My phone would vibrate, and I'd look down, and it'd be Drunken John Creasel. Do you guys want a beer? With your face, which is awesome. I mean, just drunken John Creasel face. It's awesome. It's fun. That was my favorite John Creasel ever. So please, somebody get him a beer.
So the world is finally introduced to drunk John Creasel. I think I followed that day.
Oh, 100%.
Actually, no, I didn't, because I followed him on a different, my personal account that day, because I hadn't yet created. He predates me in terms of Twitter accounts, because I didn't start Power Trip Bets till later that year. So, and when did you start Power Trip Quotes? You were that same year, right around that time, didn't you?
Yeah, March or April of 2015.
Okay, yep. So right before the Vegas trip that year, then. So yeah, 2015 was a big year for Twitter Twitter parody accounts or whatever. So
yeah, that was the year the last Kenpai plan. That was 2015 was a monumental year in Power Trip history.
All right, so Hockey was definitely loving the Drunk John Creasel Twitter account, and he mentioned another tweet that he got.
Drunk John Creasel just texted me. I've got a hankering. I should say an idea. The drunk John Creasel's in the audience right now. Are you? You can be
Gotta
honest.
Be.
Is it you? No, you're not. You're just going to say yes to everything I say right now. That's my girl.
Don't say that when Rosie shows
up.
Yeah.
Drunk John Creasel said, and I'm going to take my headset off to do this because you got to yell because it's all caps. Hawk! I got kicked out of Glitter Gulch last night. What a sea palace!
I've never been asked to leave Glitter Gulch.
No, I don't think they ask anybody to leave.
What a sea palace.
That's such a great term, a sea palace.
I know. Oh, it's brilliant. I need to go back and look at all his tweets from that very first day, because I have a feeling he was on fire that day. So, and of course, John Creasel immediately followed that account as well. So if you think that, you know, he has any animosity or anything, he absolutely loves the Drunk John Creasel Twitter account. So as I'm sure I think most of the guys like get a kick out of the different parody accounts that are out there, because most of them are just fun and in good nature, you know, like Muppet the Dog and the old Hockey's Lawnmower and things like that. I mean, they're all mostly good natured and stuff like that. I think the guys really get a kick out of them. But but we finally got Creasel to talk about the Drunk John Creasel Twitter account.
You know what the best part of this Drunk John, I just found it.
Yeah.
They misspelled my name.
Yeah, I know. That's
really?
Right. That's why you couldn't find yourself.
Yeah, because they're drunk.
Yeah. Duh.
I before what now? After how does that go?
No. So they got the E and the I mixed up?
This is, no.
It's funny. You got to admit. It's pretty good.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah. J-O-N.
You know you've made it when you got somebody who made a parody.
I finally made it.
Yeah.
I made it.
That's all right. My left sock has its own Twitter account.
And your lawnmower.
And my lawnmower as well, yeah.
Oh, so brilliant. And he's been entertaining us for, God, what, 4.5 years now, so.
Right. Yeah, if you don't follow him, it's at Drunk John Creasel on Twitter, so.
Yeah, of course, we're on a first name basis, so we know him as DJK. So
right. We got a good vibe.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's the best. So yeah, definitely follow old Drunk John Creasel, and you'll get some interesting things. A lot of bar pictures coming from that account. So
yeah, weird.
What are the odds, right? Oh, so that was fun. That was a fun trip down memory lane, going back to the very first Vegas show. So obviously 2020 will be the sixth Vegas show the sixth Power Trip Vegas trip that they will do. So obviously we're going to be there, and hopefully you are already planning for it, because it's not too early to start a Vegas countdown. It's never too early to start a Vegas countdown. So
never.
Absolutely.
Hey Rubes, would you like to prove that you listen to the Power Trip better than meat sauce? It's time for Stump the Rubes.
All right, Dave. Well, do you have a trivia question for us this week?
I do, and it kind of goes with the time of the year. So we've talked about it numerous times, but I was a huge fan of the Sludge-a-thon, the annual 24-hour marathon to benefit the Lupus Foundation of Minnesota.
Right.
And it normally took place the first or second weekend of May. So with it being that time of the year, it's going to be we're going to have a little flavor of Sludge-a-thon to this trivia question. The question is, how many years did the Sludge-a-thon last?
Okay. I have a guess. I can't 100% say that I would get that for sure, but I do have a strong guess on the Sludge-a-thon.
Either way, it needs to come back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm starting to go back and listen to, I think I've listened to almost all of them at least, you know, again here in the last year or so, but I'm going to kind of cut up some clips from some of my favorite Sledgeathon moments and tweet them out this weekend and be able to screen grab them. So share the audio with everyone else.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. The Sledgeathon was fun. And, you know, I don't think, you know, Corey kind of explained when he was on with us, you know, why it sort of ended and everything. But he's definitely not opposed to doing some kind of an event like that, like some kind of marathon, maybe not 24 hours or whatever. But I think what I took from it is that Corey really liked it when different groups of people that aren't normally together were together, where you'd have just kind of like three random people that would never see each other, would never be on the air together. And then they talk about some other topic. So, you know, maybe you've got a baseball guy on there and a movie guy on there and a comedian or something. And then they're talking about the Vikings or something. So,
right.
I know Corey really liked kind of that interplay like that. And so, you know, it'd be cool if they brought something like that back again.
Yeah, for sure. I always think back to, I think it was 2014 when it was Lavelle Neal, Tommy Olsen, which this is like we've just had about the first month or two of Tommy Olsen, and then Pat Proft, and they were breaking down the Canadian Football League.
And, Lavelle, I went to a Twins game.
it was just so funny. Another one was went back when Megamix was around, when he was working at KDWB.
Yep.
He was going through some promos that he was cutting. I got that audio. It's hilarious.
That is awesome.
I'm a big Megamix guy.
In a way, we've kind of got the Sledge-a-thon going on right now on the fifth floor at iHeart, except Corey's not there. Only Sauce is there, and it's not being broadcast.
Right. That should have been a part of the bet, that you had to record a podcast or whatever. Like, you have to be on air for 24 hours.
Oh, my God. That would be insane.
Could you imagine Paul breaking down his day for 24 straight hours by himself?
Like, by himself would be torture. He would have to have, like, it would be, you know, actually, I was going to bring this up earlier, but it would be a good, it would be awesome to have, like, Nordo or somebody with him, because how much did you enjoy listening to Sauce and Nordo break down the draft when the draft was going on?
That was so much fun. So I was like, I was doing some yard work out back on Friday night, and I'm like, oh, I'll pop in. And I listened to PA and Wabi in their bromance for about 30 minutes. And then they said that Nordo and Sauce were going to be on after. I'm like, all right, now we're talking, you know. And I listened to like all 2 hours or 2.5 hours. It was hilarious. I was live tweeting it. It seemed like on Twitter, like everyone else was listening too. So it was kind of fun to live tweet their draft analysis. And yeah, that was really fun. They did a really good job. They're so funny.
They did. I mean, they're such a great pair, because they, I mean, it's funny, yet, I mean, like, obviously as a Viking fan, you know, you're interested in what's going on with the picks and everything like that. But, you know, it's like, it's the perfect mix of just like being funny, being, you know, serious and whatever. And then when the Vikings would keep trading back, Sauce's reaction every time was just priceless. Cause, you know, obviously I listen on iHeart, so I'm on about a 2 minute delay. And so I had the draft on live, you know, the ESPN coverage live. And so I would see like the Vikings have traded their pick, and I was like, yes, here comes a Sauce rant in about 2 minutes. And it was just like the buildup for it. Like, and then I'd hear Sauce react to it. It was so great. Like, and I listened to all 3 hours, because they had Libra on Saturday, and I listened to all 3 hours of that too. They were just, it was brilliant. It was really good. So, so well done there. Yeah. So maybe a Sauce 24-hour Sledge-a-thon type thing would be awesome if he had Nordo on there with him.
The Sauce-a-thon.
The Sauce-a-thon. There you go.
my favorite part too was just out of nowhere, they're like breaking down some offensive tackle from whatever Oklahoma Northwestern State, and then Sauce just goes, "How good would Green Mill Diablo wings be right now?"
Oh, absolutely.
Then they were just sidetracked for like 3 minutes. I'm like, that's what I want to listen to. Like, I kind of care about the football, but I also like want to talk about like random nonsense and just their banter between them. It was really fun.
It was absolutely a blast. So yeah. So if you know how many years the Sledge-a-thon lasted, go ahead and send an email to powertripbets@gmail.com, and we will give the winner a shout out and buy you a beer the next time we see you at a live event somewhere. So send that answer to powertripbets@gmail.com. In the meantime, Dave, where can they become one of your 10,000 followers?
You can follow me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
All right. And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. You can follow me to stay up to date with the bets that are going on and the Kentucky Derby stuff. So thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.